Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
We're going to tell you what happened last night so you can react because it became a big deal and it involves a Hall of Famer. Stay there. We'll tell you about that. Mike Griffith is going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes to talk some dogs. I find this very interesting. I find it
interesting
that Alabama OC Ryan Grubb this week said that they pulled out clips as far back as 2022 versus Ohio State, Georgia.
Wow.
To get ready for the looks that the Georgia defense was going to give them. Now, for all my old school DJ guys and ladies, we used to have a term, digging in the crates. Okay? And this, to me, is digging in the crates. This is trying to dig in there and find one of those old school hits that you can pull out and get the party started, because that is exactly why I think they got off to the start they got off to. The irony to this is, yeah, it worked in the first half, but it didn't work in the second. But it tells you the mindset of Ryan Grubb and the OC with Alabama, like, hey, this is Kirby's defense, and they've done this for a while now. Let's go back and see what this looked like a few years ago. And so they come out on fire. But remember, Georgia's defense stifled them, Mike, in the second half.
Really? I mean, they were able to move the chains, and unfortunately, and they ate some clock, too. But you're right, and this goes back to what I think some Georgia fans here in this conversation right now would say, no disrespect to Kirby. We know Kirby's guys put the work in, but they outworked, right? I mean, we talked about the out-hustle, the brain power.
Yes.
Talked about it with Barbara Dooley, who joined us earlier. That's online at odyssey.com. But this goes back to, you know, I was totally satisfied with Bobo with the play calling in the Tennessee game. Can't say the same for the Alabama game. Certainly can't say the same about Glenn Schumann on the defensive side,
No. At
least in that first half, to your point.
All right, Mike Griffith is on the way, Mike. I'm curious to see what he has to say about the Dogs and this team, you know, and their opportunity to maybe reach another national title game, but more importantly, getting off of these slow starts and all the stuff we've been talking about. But I thought that was very interesting with Ryan Grubb. And again, you're trying to find a weakness or two, Mike, that you can exploit. But I'll say this, the 2022 team was really good. The defense was good, but he's not looking at that. He's looking at how they attacked.
The tendencies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, and that's C.J. Stroud. And if you guys don't remember, C.J. Stroud in Ohio State, that was a really good game. So
right. And now, it's funny, you talk about looking at film, self-scouting. Now we got the Falcons with nothing to do. The players get a chance to have a break.
Yeah.
But now the coaching staff looks at, you know, again, he's not Superman, but he's darn near close. Talk about Josh Allen. And what the Bills do, you and I were talking about this earlier. Don't you have a feeling, based on what you've seen from Buffalo so far, we can run the football on these guys on Monday night? We got a week, got to wait till a week from Monday before we get back to seeing the Falcons in action.
Yeah, I feel like there are things that you just don't go away from that are strengths right now, 4 weeks in. Bijan Robinson and running the ball, Tyler Algier, like, include him in that mix, because what you saw last week is what we hope to see the rest of the season. Let's not go back to, you know, one way or the other, Mike, as far as favoring one guy. I think there is a balance to be had with both Tyler and Bijan. And so, is he finding it? Is Zach Robinson finding that? Hopefully he is. But I think going into this game, I'm not trying to change that. Let's not come out and throw 15 times, Zach, to start the game. Let's come out and run the ball and establish it like we have in our wins.
We mentioned this earlier in the show. The offensive player of the month of the NFC, the whole conference, is Bijan Robinson. And the rookie defensive player of the month is Xavier Watts with those two picks.
Mike, we talked about the recognition of the rookies and how this is helping the rest of the country and NFL fans start to realize, hey, the Falcons, you know, because before the season started, you had all these pundits talking about the Falcons defense being improved. I don't know if people believed it. And then you're seeing these guys make plays. All of a sudden, there's the recognition starting to build. Mm. That's good for us. We need more of that, guys. It's something we haven't had. Mike, let's be honest. Over the last 7 years, all right, take Jesse out of it, take Grady out of it. It's a no-name defense.
It really is.
These are guys that have come and gone and really have not made an impact. I feel like for the first time, we have some young players that could really make impact and be brand names.
Right. And we talked about, you know, how these guys are evolving as far as the defensive line slash outside linebackers and the pass rush. The statistics are just insane. You know, this is a team, we're one of the worst teams in the, I don't have to remind Falcon fans, getting the quarterback on the ground. Mm. And yes, I know we wanted to get Baker on the ground, and we certainly didn't do a good enough job of getting, you know, Bryce Young on the ground. But they've shown so much of so much further down the road than we ever expected. This is why the last year's draft, this year's draft, getting impact players, guys like Brandon Dorlus. And I think by the time we maybe get to like crunch time, we're talking about trying to hopefully be back in the mix in this division. That's when Jalen Walker and Pierce Jr. are doing the stuff we saw them do against Minnesota on a regular basis.
Yeah, no doubt. 404-726-0929, that is our text line as well. You can always text us there. Find Mike on social media at Mike Bell, ATL.
Yeah, I got like over half a million views. That's on great. That one tweet. By the way, I couldn't think of the name while you and I were chatting about it. It was Ricardo Allen. It was probably our last big safety.
That's right, yeah. And by the way, he was a practice squad guy.
Right.
He was a guy that came out of Purdue, was not expected to make a real big impact, and Ricardo was a student of the game. He's coaching, by the way, now. Find me at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and find the radio station at 929 The Game and at Dukes and Bell 929. Many ways to contact us and get in contact and be involved with the show. The Falcons, though, they need to improve on some things. And the main thing I want to see the improvement on, Mike, when we come back against Buffalo specifically, because that's our next game, but the rest of the season, we can't have these gaps on special teams, man. I'm over it. We've seen basically 3 weeks of special teams hurt us. We've gotten away with it
right
in the wins. But when you play better competition, Mike, you're not going to get away with it. You can't give Josh Allen short field position.
Right, and Marquise Williams, you know, he's been with the Falcons going back to 21.
Yep.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not calling for a guy's job.
You don't want him fired?
But you do. You moved out a guy.
Are you saying you want him fired?
I'm saying Ike Hilliard was held to a standard that the wide receiver, you could
like
argue,
you want him fired.
The special teams coach should be too.
You want him fired, don't
now,
you?
Now, some of this in his defense. No, I'm not going down this. See, you goaded me.
No,
you goaded me yesterday. Now what? I got Chipper Jones thinks I'm a lot of things. But none of it's good.
Now you're blaming Carl.
That's what I'm talking about. You know their first names. Fuck to those clowns.
Clown, gas bag. All I said
talentless. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah,
dot.
But you have to look at the two best managers, and then when you talk about the two best, you start to make comparisons.
Right, but that's me. We'll talk more about that at 5-4. And get your
calls. That is you.
But Marquise Williams has got to be better at his job. Now, do you give him a pass? Because the guys that when we say the injury report, we give you the injury report. We mentioned this yesterday here. You know, we don't mention some of these dudes that apparently are a big impact for the special teams. Those guys that are literally living as special teams players. Those guys apparently are coming back. Now we got the bye week.
Well, look, I just feel like it's more execution than anything. I mean, Pinion, kick the ball, son. Like you're
better. Put it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you're better than that. I mean, let's make field goals, okay? Parker, let's make field goals. And he did last game. But right. It's those things that have come back. When you say why we've lost, it really comes down to flipping the field, special teams, and again, you give up a big kickoff return, Mike. The Commanders thing, we were able to get past it, but in a close game, man, those kind of plays kill you. So that's when you talk about improvement, like the offense is going to continue to grow, defense is playing really well.
But Jamal Agnew is one of those guys, which is he's a special teamer.
Yep.
And he's been a guy who apparently, I'm not saying he's secret sauce, but yeah, it doesn't pass the eye test. You can, like when our offense is crushing it and our defense is looking so good, it's still, you can't give these guys the ball at the 50 every freaking kickoff.
No. All right, guys, coming up, Mike Griffith from Dog.
About 5 years ago, I was so bored to make me puke.
Dog Nation is going to join us. If you miss Barbara Dooley, she was incredible.
I believe that wide receiver peed himself.
Yeah. A lot of people felt that way when he dropped the ball, but go check it out.
It was disgusting.
It was. That's what she said about the loss. It's on Odyssey.com. Follow us, by the way, when I say that. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. You get all of our content and you get updates on what's going on with the show, and you don't miss any of the segments, but that you need to do. All right. Mike Griffith is coming up. What did he think about the slow start?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going forward on 4th-and-1, but now turning the page, Mike. And look, a lot of people are questioning a lot of things, especially after a loss like this.
Well, you just talked about Grubb and what they were doing over at Alabama. And the Schumann, I mean, we know that Kirby's got his stamp all over the program. But how do you get outscored 28-0 in two of your first SEC games? Talking about Tennessee and Bama.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.